May 22. What impresses us most at an AA meeting is the willingness to share without holding anything back. And pretty soon, we find ourselves sharing also. We start telling our own experiences, and by doing so, we help the other person. And when we've got these things off our chest, we feel a lot better. It does us a lot of good to share with some other poor, unfortunate person who's in the same box that we were in. And the more we share, the more we have left for ourselves. Do I know that the more I share, the better chance I'll have to stay sober, stay sober, stay sober? I stumbled on that, so I felt like I needed to say it more times, clearly. Meditation for the day. Constantly claim God's strength. Once convinced of the right of a course of action, once reasonably sure of God's guidance, claim that strength now. You can claim all the strength you need to meet any situation. You can claim a new supply when your old supply is exhausted. You have a right to claim it, and you should use your right. A beggar supplicates. Supplicates. A child appropriates. When you supplicate, you are often kept waiting. But when you appropriate God's strength in a good cause, you have it at once. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may claim God's strength whenever I need it. I pray that I may try to live as a child of God. Times of reprogramming. Do not ask for love unless you are ready to be healed enough to give and receive love. Do not ask for joy unless you're ready to feel and release your pain so you can feel joy. Do not ask for success unless you are ready to conquer the behaviors that would sabotage success. Wouldn't it be nice if we could imagine ourselves having or becoming and then immediately receiving what we wanted? We can have and be the good things we want. All good things are ours for the asking. But first, groundwork, preparation work must be done. A gardener would not plant seeds unless the ground was adequately prepared to nurture and nourish those seeds. The planting would be wasted effort. It would be wasted effort for us to get what we wanted before we were ready. First, we need to become aware of our need or desire. This may not be easy. Many of us have become accustomed to shutting off the inner voice of our wants, needs, and desires. Sometimes life has to work hard to get our attention. Next, we let go of the old programming, the behaviors and beliefs that interfere with nurturing and nourishing the good. Many of us have strong sabotaging programs, learning from childhood, that need to be released. We may need to act as if for a while until the belief that we deserve the good becomes real. We combine this process with much letting go while we are being changed at the core. There is a naturalness to this process, but it can be intense. Things take time. Good things are ours for the asking if we are willing to participate in the work of groundbreaking. Work and wait. Today, God, give me the courage to identify the good I want in my life and to ask for it. Give me also the faith and stamina I need to go through the work that must be accomplished first. Wow, this is a long entry. Here we go. Prayer, an act of love. In A Ring of Endless Light, Adam Eddington calls Vicki Austin to tell her that her superior, his superior, at the Marine Biology Laboratory, Jeb Nuttally was seriously injured when a motorcycle hit him as he walked to his car. Vicky's father is a doctor. John and Susie are Vicky's siblings. When he hung up, I asked, "Is Jeb going to be all right?" "We won't know for a while. The sooner he regains consciousness, the more helpful the prognosis." I didn't like the sound of his voice. A shadow seemed to move across the kitchen windows. I kept on wiping the knives, although they'd been dry for a long time. "Well, but," I said at last, "you don't think he's going to die? A skull fracture is pretty critical. But as long as the CAT scan was okay, he's got a good chance if he doesn't stay unconscious for too long." John added in a low voice, "Better he die than..." His voice trailed off. "Be a vegetable?" I asked. John simply nodded. Mother turned off the water, which had been running all this time. Even though the island is surrounded by water, Grandfather's drinking supply comes from a well, and we're careful not to waste it. "Wonder who'll be the next to go?" the woman had asked at Commander Rodney's funeral. "Maybe it wouldn't be our grandfather after all. Maybe it would be Jeb, struck down as wantonly as his wife and child." I had an irrational desire to run across the island to the dolphin pens. But if Nid needed to be told, she surely would know from Adam. "I'm going to help Father get ready for bed," Daddy said. Susie demanded, "So are you going to ask him to pray for Jeb?" "Why not?" Daddy responded mildly. "You mean it may not do any good, but it probably won't do any harm?" Daddy's voice was still mild. "I think it may do good." Susie snorted and turned away from Daddy so that she was facing Mother. Mother had her hand against Susie's cheek. "I believe in prayer, you know that. But you don't even know Jeb. You've never even met him." "What's got into you?" John demanded sharply. Susie still sounded angry. "Prayer didn't keep Jeb from being hit by a motorcycle. It didn't stop Grandfather from having leukemia. Prayer has never been, or has never meant to be magic," Mother said. "Then why bother with it?" Susie scowled. "Because it's an act of love," Mother said.